Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects. Like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168. 530-262-2168. Or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And I think that's why this, air quote here, attack on Congressman Omar demands some seriousness, some restraint, and actually, we ought to try to analyze and find the truth. So 57-year-old Anthony Kaczmierczak, I have no idea how to pronounce this name, K-A-Z-M-I-E-R-C-Z-A-K, Kaczmierczak, I don't know, Anthony, we'll just call him Anthony, Tony, sprayed a brown acid-colored fluid from a syringe toward Omar during this event. Now, he appeared to be under the influence of some sort of prescription meds and perhaps alcohol. He got arrested by the Minneapolis Police Department, booked into the Hennepin County Jail on third-degree assault charges. And as I say, political violence of any kind. Look, I can't stand Ilhan Omar. Can't stand her. I actually think she should be, if they can prove it, that she lied about her immigration on her immigration forms, if she really did fraudulently marry her brother, if indeed she has gained in fraudulent activities involving all this Somali fraud going on in Minneapolis, I think she ought to be ejected from Congress. They ought to kick her out, and she ought to be deported. But that depends on what they're able to prove. But again, I want to emphasize, I don't condone any political violence toward her. But condemnation is not an analysis. The responsibility is for us to, and you would think journalists would do this, but they don't, but so talk radio does. The responsibility of a serious society doesn't end with the denunciation, it begins with the investigation. Let's find the truth before we jump to any conclusions. Now, it may have been an authentic attack that was carried out by this individual. This individual might be really kind of troubled. He might be a wackadoodle. It may also have been staged. It might have been facilitated. It might be what we would call, in almost any other situation, a hate hoax. And I think all of those possibilities could be true. Well, Michael, if all those possibilities are true, then why are you talking about this? Because if it could be true, if it was staged, if it was facilitated, if it was a hate hoax, any one of those requires a federal investigation. Start with the hate hoax. Let's work our way backwards. A hate hoax, properly defined, is not just some stupid misunderstanding or a mistaken report. A hate hoax is a false or staged claim of a hate crime or bias-motivated incident in which the alleged victim fabricates or exaggerates or, for that matter, materially misrepresents events to suggest, hey, I was the target because of my race or my religion or my ethnicity, my sexual preferences, or my political identity. So unlike misreporting caused by confusion, a hate hoax involves intentional deception. And you can determine whether there was intentional deception by looking at evidence, surveillance footage, all the digital records, a forensics analysis, maybe even a confession, at least interview the witnesses. The concept matters because it names a distinct phenomenon, one that has predictable features and predictable effects. So one defining feature of a hate hoax is that the media will immediately amplify it. Allegations of hate crimes fit very powerful moral and political narratives. So the cabal often reports them very rapidly, uncritically. They will frame the claim as an established fact before an investigation that even starts, let alone concludes. And that amplification serves a very useful purpose for the cabal, because it creates instant reputational harm to the accused individuals or the groups, Somalis, or her as a congressman, and that embeds the story in our collective minds. Now, closely tied to this is the political utility of the allegation. Hate claims are used to validate the broader arguments that there is, come on, you can name these with me, oppression, political movements, societal decay, racism, sexism, whatever, you know, all of the isms that you want to apply. And so that gives all of the activists, all the commentators, an incentive to promote the story very quickly and rapidly without any sort of critical thought. And then if the evidence later contradicts that narrative, well, then you just start delaying, muting, or you just bury the story. Because our news cycle moves so quickly, so rapidly, that if nobody ever talks about this, if there's never an investigation, it will be left in the mind. The narrative has been established, right? Oh, she was subject to a hate hoax. Well, I'm sorry, a hate attack. We don't know whether it was a hoax or not. So Ilhan Omar, this poor immigrant from Somalia, who between her and her husband are now worth, you know, tens of millions of dollars, may or may not be involved in the fraud, may or may not be involved in immigration fraud, the narrative gets established that all the crap going on in Minnesota, that she got caught up in it and somebody attacked her So that establishes the narrative. So if it turns out that that narrative is not true, what happens? Boom. You drop it. You drop the story and you move on to something else. So there's a political utility to the allegation, because that validates the broader claims about racism and political, you know, discrimination and everything else. And that encourages the activists to then, what, fundraise. They can fundraise, they can organize, and they can claim, see, we told you, this is why you got to help us, because it's so bad out there, and those horrible MAGA people are doing all these things. And, but you know, that lie travels, you know, 1,000 miles before the truth puts its shoe on. And there's no accountability. And the original target of the accusation suffers permanent damage, and it never gets repaired. That's actually how it works out. I'll give you some examples. I'll be right back.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Ben Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G coverage. What? Franklin wasn't even a president. Hang on to those Benjamins. Dial #250, say micro, and save 50% off your first month. That's #250, micro, to switch to an American wireless company that's truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test. Just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Jackson Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text line's always open. 33103, keyword Michael. Michael, great text messages. If you, yes, Steve, I'd like to tell you the FBI really did come to my house. They were taking it seriously. That's been decades ago. So we're talking about Ilhan Omar and this nut job, or maybe this actor, or maybe a friend, who knows? Rushes the stage, takes a syringe, and squirts apple cider vinegar in her face. And as somebody else pointed out on the text line, her acting really was bad. She's not going to get an Oscar or an Emmy for this acting. But let's go back and think about hoaxes for a moment. Remember Jussie Smollett? He was the victim of a racist and homophobic assault in downtown Chicago. It was colder than a well digger's butt, yet he decided to go get a Subway sandwich in the middle of the night. And two MAGA guys, I don't know how he knew they were MAGA, turns out they were actually black guys from, I forget, Trinidad or someplace, and they put a noose around his neck. And he left the noose around his neck and then went to his apartment and called the cops. Did he eat the Subway sandwich or not? I don't know. He alleges the attackers yelled that this is MAGA country, and they beat him up, put that noose around his neck. And that dominated the headlines for a long time. And what was that? That was proof of an increase in hate crimes, particularly racist hate crimes. And then just a couple of weeks later, the Chicago PD figured out that he staged that attack himself. And he actually paid those two idiots to carry it out. So prosecutors argued the motive involved trying to leverage his career, trying to get back on some sitcom or whatever show it was he was on, and he wanted the publicity to try to increase, you know, his income. That case, I think, became a modern hate hoax. But what it did was it permanently altered public trust in those high-profile hate claims. Remember Bubba Wallace? His garage at Talladega Superspeedway? Oh, there was a noose. The media outlets, the political leaders treated it as a modern lynching. Well, the FBI later determined it was a garage door pull that had been there since 2019, been there for over a year, before Wallace was assigned to the stall. No criminal intent ever existed. But the narrative went around the world instantaneously. And the episode demonstrates how institutional panic and the momentum of a narrative can outpace the evidence. You remember this goes back a while. Yasmin Saweed, the student from Barnard College, claimed that she was assaulted on a Manhattan subway by Trump supporters, and as they sexually assaulted her, they hurled racial slurs. Well, that was reported as evidence of a post-election racial violence. But then the NYPD surveillance footage contradicted that account. And then she later admitted, I made it up. In 2017, to show you how absurd this gets, the staff at the National Museum of African American History and Culture reported that nooses were placed inside the museum. Of course, that made all the headlines. And an investigation later concluded, they were actually part of an interactive historical display that had been moved and misinterpreted. And then we had the U.S. Air Force Academy Preparatory School prompted public condemnations from senior leadership, only for investigators to later determine that one of the targeted cadets had written the racist graffiti himself. These matter because if you understand what I've just described to you, we have a pattern. Now, hate hoaxes are very real. And when they occur, there's a reflexive moral reaction. And that reaction bypasses skepticism. It helps shape public opinion. And there are no facts established. Well, now you understand that's the background in which this Omar incident has to be evaluated. And several aspects of that attack, I think, raise very serious questions. Start with the reaction. As this not do? She didn't recoil. She didn't attempt to flee. She rushed toward him, appearing at least, wanting to confront him. Now, that's pretty striking to me. because she grew up in Somalia. Why is that important to note? Because acid attacks against women are very well known and very well documented. It's horrific what some of these terrorists do in Somalia to women. So you would think that growing up in that kind of environment, somebody comes up with a syringe getting ready to squirt something on your face, you're going to duck, flee, run, turn, do something. No, she didn't do any of that. Yet this is a woman who has understood that acid is a weapon of hatred. You look at every single video you can find. She appeared absolutely unconcerned about whatever was dripping down her face, neck, and hands. She even went on to speak afterwards, despite her aide saying, listen, let's get a doctor here. I would have wanted a doctor. Even if I realized suddenly, oh, it's not acid, it's not bleach, I'd still want a doctor. What if it's infused with HIV? It's infused with malaria, smallpox, you name it, it's infused with anything. I would want medical attention. I would want to see a doctor. But no, she declared, I'm a survivor, and you're not going to intimidate me. Well, that didn't prove me. That didn't prove anything to me other than, is this performative politics? She did not react naturally. She reacted unnaturally. But then consider the next circumstances. So you have all of the event security. None of these congressmen go anywhere anymore without security. And you have the management of the stage. This guy, the dirtbag, was seated in the front row directly in front of the congresswoman. Now, congressional staffers, I just know this from experience, who do they usually put on the front row? If you go to any political event, you have either paid dearly to sit on that front row because you are a contributor, you're a supporter, or you're a member of some preferred organization that you're trying to get the support of. So directly in front of the congresswoman, they put this unknown individual as opposed to a donor or a supporter. And remember, she had dedicated security. So if he was intoxicated, where was the security people that would allow a drunk man to be so close to her as she's speaking? Now, just moments before he stood up, she looked directly at him and gave what appears to me to be a small nod. Just before that nod, a staff camera was already trained on him, framing him neatly in a single shot. Inquiring minds wonder. I'll tell you next. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It doesn't make any difference whether it's social media. I've even gotten to the point now where I am skeptical, if not at times cynical, about virtually everything that I read. As I've said a lot, I read a wide variety of online newspapers, Wall Street Journal, LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post, all of the regulars. I flip through the cable channels. I want to see what the networks are saying. I want to see what the cable channels are doing. I go to different websites. I'll read the Daily Beast. I'll read Slate. I'll look at the conservative websites too. And of course I go to social media. X, Instagram, Facebook, all of them. And I find myself increasingly skeptical about everything. Even from organizations that I would normally think, oh, I subscribe, I pay money for this particular website. But to me, it's become so invasive, whether it's, and don't think it's just artificial intelligence, because it's more than just people trying to upload or post fake videos or photos or anything else. It's actually, I'm now questioning even what would be considered legitimate news sources. I'm constantly asking, what's their point of view? Most importantly, I'm asking, what are you leaving out of this story? Or why is this story top of the news? Now, a congressman being attacked is news. I want to know about that. But the initial reports were nothing more than, oh, poor little Ilhan Omar. She was attacked with a syringe, and, you know, it could have been so dangerous, and because it's Minnesota, this is what the country's coming to. Nobody ever tells you the details like I'm telling you about, you know, she grew up in Somalia, where women are attacked all the time, and they have bleach and acid thrown in their face all the time, and yet she doesn't flinch or move or anything. I think that would have been an important context to the story. We don't know what happened here, but, you know, this is something that occurs in her home country, and isn't it interesting the way she reacts? Or even leave that out. But at least give me some context about why this is an important story other than an individual being attacked while they're giving a political speech. Anybody who is speaking, political or not, a minister, a lawyer in a courtroom, or I'm giving a speech somewhere, and somebody rushes the stage, yeah, I kind of expect that's going to be a news story, whether it's national or local, doesn't make any difference, it's going to make the news. But the basic facts were somebody rushed the stage while she was giving a speech, and we don't know anything else about it yet. That's why so much detail here for you to consider about everything that you were not told about the story. It's another lesson in learning to be, and I don't want you to become cynical like I am in some places, but I certainly want you to become skeptical. So we now know that there's a lot of background, a lot of history regarding her, all of the allegations about fraudulent behavior, all of her demonizing of this country, her sudden wealth, all of that raises red flags to me. And it causes me to question the legitimacy of this story and whether or not this was an act of political violence. Because all of those circumstances lead me to believe that, oh, this really could be a hate hoax. But as I said earlier, as we started this entire dissertation, motive matters also. And in this case, motive is a complicating factor because the guy that rushed the stage is indeed a deeply troubled individual. Multiple failed marriages, unemployed, disability, spinal injuries, has Parkinson's, and is suffering from alcoholism. Wow. I'd say that's a pretty troubled life. The neighbors that media have spoken to describe him as heavily medicated and unstable. two prior DUI convictions. Now, in the videos, as I said earlier, that were taken just before the incident, he does appear to be intoxicated to some degree. He has expressed strong support for Ukraine. His online history reportedly includes support for Donald Trump and Charlie Kirk as recently as last year. And he even told a neighbor that watching his dog that he might get arrested at some point. Now, his ex-wife, a woman by the name of Patrice, she's a political activist who has worked to elect Ilhan Omar and has worked diligently to advance her political agenda. So these facts would support the possibility of a lone, disturbed actor. But you know what else they do? When I describe him as a deeply troubled individual, what do you think of when you think of deeply troubled individuals? They're vulnerable to manipulation, recruitment, inducement. They're people that are easily manipulated. So that's motive. But there's also motive with Congressman Omar. Because, as I said, she has been linked to multiple Somali fraud investigations. She's been linked to earmarks of federal tax dollars steered towards Somali-connected entities. As I said, her net worth has risen, has taken off like a rocket ship in a very short period of time. One investment, a $5 million winery, is alleged to exist without a license or a footprint. Can't find it. Now, I'm not trying to adjudicate any of those claims. I'm not trying to say whether they're true or false. But I cite them to note that here's a public figure under scrutiny. So she has an incentive. She has an incentive to present herself as a victim, not the subject of an investigation. Now, arguments against the hate hoax, you got to take those seriously, too. The attacker does appear to be genuinely sick and unstable. He's lost his family, his job, his health, his children. Some of his children identify as trans, non-binary. His life trajectory is one that was maybe at altitude and then just started to descend rapidly. And I don't think that's out of calculation. I think that's out of a lot of probably serious wrong decisions, maybe circumstances, whatever. But nonetheless, those facts point toward this guy is genuinely dysfunctional. So what does that mean? Well, if all of that's genuinely dysfunctional and he is subject to manipulation, then that tells me, oh, so this is something that could be orchestrated. So the same features that make him an easy target for recruitment also seem that, oh, he would make a good deniable proxy. We could get him to do something because, well, you know, get a little attention, maybe get a little money, maybe get a little help, do something, maybe your ex-wife, somebody, ask you to do a favor. And you'll get some attention. A useful idiot. So that all that ambiguity is precisely why this being handled at the local level by a state, a city, a municipality that's already embroiled in controversy, that should be the last place to look at this. Do you think you'll get a fair investigation out of Minnesota or a fair investigation out of Minneapolis? No, I don't think so at all. Senator Ron Johnson captured part of the problem because he noted the double standard in the public reaction, observing that, oh, we had a Republican member of Congress that was attacked by an illegal alien in Minneapolis. The outcome would likely have been immediate release. And then pointing out that disparity, now that doesn't justify the attack, but it underscores the politicization that now surrounds these kinds of incidents. An attack on a sitting member of Congress is not an ordinary run-of-the-mill everyday crime. It implicates the stability of the country, public trust, and the legitimacy of our institutions. Now, so then who do you turn to? Well, we should turn to the FBI and the Department of Justice because they are designed precisely for these kinds of cases. And a federal investigation should also examine the attacker's communications his finances, his associations, all of the digital trail that he's left behind. Who was he speaking with before the attack? Did somebody encourage him, assist him, coach him? Was he acting alone or with others? Were any of the congresswoman's staff or third parties involved? You cannot answer those questions credibly by local authorities because they're already embedded in this Somali patronage system that rules Minneapolis, if not the entire state of Minnesota. Now, if this was a real attack, an authentic attack, she deserves justice and protection. The public deserves confirmation of the truth grounded in the evidence. If this was a hate hoax, then find out who did it, hold them accountable. We cannot tolerate public violence, and we cannot tolerate stage violence that corrodes trust just as effectively as the hoax. Truth is the antidote. Where do we go to get the truth? Well, in this case, it's going to have to be the Department of Justice, the FBI. It can't be Minnesota or Minneapolis. I'll be right back.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Ready to feel healthier this year? Find everything you need at LoseWeightNow.co. Orderly Meds gives you access to proven GLP-1 medications at a lower cost, backed by real medical professionals. And yes, they ship in discreet, private packaging, because it's nobody's business how you're improving yourself, and your journey deserves dignity, privacy, and confidence. Get started today at LoseWeightNow.co. Individual results may vary. Visit LoseWeightNow.co and get started today. That's LoseWeightNow.co.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. As always, I want to take time out to thank everybody for tuning in. It's great to have you tune in on a Saturday and listen to the program. Make sure you tell your affiliates, send them an email about how much you like the program. I know you have other things to do, and listening to me is an honor, and I appreciate it. Swerving into a different territory for just a moment. This story caught my eye because I have often thought that the United Nations, sitting over on the East River in Manhattan, is a gigantic waste of space, time, energy. And it's kind of like the Star Wars, the bar scene out of the Star Wars movie. It's got all of these tin-horn dictators and these third-world countries that engage in human rights abuses and do all sorts of horrible things around the world. And yet they chair all these committees and commissions and everything else. And, you know, if whether it's in Gaza, where they're actually employees of the United Nations supporting and facilitating and helping Hamas, or it's accusing us of human rights abuses and everything horrible. It's just one of those organizations that is outlived its usefulness. And it's just time to move on. Well, the good news is this. The UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, said this week that his bloated organization, it's a bureaucracy like any other bureaucracy in either in our government or any other government, that the UN faces, quote, imminent financial collapse because the United States and other countries are withholding dues payments and are actually starting to withdraw from some of the various grifting sub-organizations like the International Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC. Now, I don't know, but that sounds like a management problem to me. That sounds like a mission statement problem to me. That sounds like you don't understand. You don't know who is paying the bills. And you don't know what you're supposed to be doing. Now, before you get all weepy and excited or whatever your emotional reaction is to this, remember that Guterres is well known to resort to absurdist bouts of rancid hyperbole, especially when issuing his periodic warnings to the world related to the climate emergency. Don't forget his warning from 2022 that the world is on a literal highway to hell because of climate change. Or his 2023 edict, in which he claimed the world has entered into a time of global boiling. All of you that are kind of east of the Mississippi today, freezing your butts off, waiting for the next polar vortex to come and attack you, yes, we're entering into a time of global boiling. Or the pronouncement that he made a couple of years ago, 2024, I think, that oil companies are the godfathers of climate chaos and that only carbon capture projects can enable those same companies, but those amount to proposals to become more efficient planet wreckers. That one always confused me because I thought they were all for carbon capture. But I guess because the oil companies are trying to figure out, well, if you make us capture carbon, we might as well get in on that game and figure out a way to do it before you force us to do it. But that's going to be a planet wrecker? I don't know. Pretty soon, he's going to warn us that rising levels of plant food in the atmosphere, of which human contribution is barely a rounding error, CO2, that's what I'm talking, human, you know, plant food, CO2. Is going to end in some sort of fire and brimstone raining down from the sky. Dogs and cats living in together. Mass hysteria. Bill Murray, Harold Ramis would probably be proud of that. So I got an idea. Maybe the United Nations ought to go through a round of cutting its monstrous travel, its events budget, starting with that stupid COP 31 extravaganza. Remember the one they just held down in Brazil where they destroyed a bunch of rainforest to build, you know, a runway for a private jets? The next was going to be held in Turkey. In the always cost-conscious energy business, where both ExxonMobil and Chevron wrong financial results Friday, despite a 25% drop in oil prices during 2025, that's what I would call a good start. Give it a try, Antonio. Come on, Secretary General Guterres. It's good for the soul. If you have a soul, that is. Here's what Reuters said about this news. The UN chief has told member states the organization is at risk of imminent financial collapse, citing unpaid fees and a budget rule that forces the global body to return unspent money. What? You got unspent money? That tells me you're an incompetent bureaucrat. Because in my 6 years in D.C., I never met a bureaucrat that ever left money on the table. You start getting up to the end of the fiscal year, they start spending money like crazy. Because they don't want to leave any money on the table. Reuters says that UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has repeatedly spoken about the organization's worsening liquidity crisis, but this is his starkest warning yet. And it comes as its main contributor, the United States, is retreating from multilateralism on numerous fronts. He wrote in a letter to all the ambassadors dated January 28, just a couple of days ago, that this crisis is deepening, threatening program delivery and risking financial collapse, and the situation will deteriorate further in the near future. Maybe you ought to sit down with those who pay the bills and ask a simple question. What are we doing wrong? Are we not meeting what your expectations? You would think that anybody that's providing a service, if you could call the United Nations a service, where are we falling short? Send out a survey. Yeah, like everybody else does. Had my oil changed. It wasn't 2 hours later I get a text message about, you know, hey, fill out the survey. United Nations, maybe you ought to do that too. Now, we have slashed voluntary funding to different UN agencies. And now we're refusing to make mandatory payments to the regular and the peacekeeping budget. That evil Donald Trump. What is he, a warmonger? Now, Trump has described the UN as great potential, but said it's not fulfilling that. Well, Mr. President, I think you're exactly right. Cut the money off. Let them bleed. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now, I just take KidneyCop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones? It's time to try KidneyCop. A doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. for application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.